You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ Family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family shorts anytime, every day.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, welcome to TJ and Jody's house. Well, I don't have to say that because the big voice guy just said, welcome to TJ and Jody's house, so I don't need to say that. But I need to say that TJ and Jody's house podcast, always sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. So whatever you're looking for your home, in the way of furniture, especially in the living room. Oh, you want to talk about beautiful living room sets now.
Beautiful. Ooh,
Sweet Dreams has beautiful, just luxurious furniture for, you know, when it comes to couches and chairs and love seats.
Yeah.
You know, they always got that. And make sure you go to their website and check out stuff that that they have on clearance. The furniture in our house came from Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, a.k.a. Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. So they did the name switch because they want to make sure everybody knows that they're big into the furniture as well as the mattresses and all. So, yeah, you still get all of the great mattress stuff and bedroom furniture and everything, but just as important is the furniture for the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our chair. We don't do the show, even though we're in our house right now. We don't do them from our Sweet Dreams chairs because I fall asleep in them. They're too comfortable.
And I was looking up on here on their social media. They posted on Instagram, you know, they do Dream Team. They do a show on Renovation Hunters.
Yep.
And let's see.
Yeah, they're one of the consultants and all on that show.
Mm-hmm. And I think it was Thursday night, maybe Thursday night. They were on at 8:30. But yeah, so they did a transformation of a house, and yeah, it's a great story. But you can go to their Instagram or Facebook and check it out, and then you can see when it airs.
Right, and it's not that's the thing about it. It's not just walk in and here's the furniture and be done with it. Mm-hmm. They have a team of designers at each one of their locations to help put the whole thing together for you. So if you need anything in the entire Charlotte area, you can get that from Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Go to acetj.com/mattress. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress sounds like a sweet deal to me.
Woo, you got that out.
Woo. excuse me. Sorry. Mm. I'm dragging today, and it's not because we went off and I, you know, drank too much or anything yesterday. I was the driver yesterday, so I know that's not what it is. Mm-mm. I think I'm coming down with something. It's called exhaustion. That's what I'm coming down with.
Yeah.
Doing like 10 shows now.
Doing a lot.
Just a bunch of mess.
You are doing a lot.
So since I was the driver yesterday, I was driving Jody's car to our small town adventures thing, which was in Lincolnton, North Carolina, about 45 minutes from where we were.
Yeah.
Had a great time. We'll get into all that in a minute.
Yeah.
But whenever I'm driving Jody's car, she complains because the brake pedal squeaks.
Meep.
When I touch the brakes, it goes, it's got a squeak in it.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that it doesn't do that unless I'm driving.
It doesn't do it with me.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
I don't understand how that's possible.
I don't know.
I touched it lightly. I touched it at different parts of the, like different positions of the brake, and it did it every time.
I don't know.
You're trying to tell me that because something about the way I'm driving, it makes it squeak.
Some way that you hit that pedal, yeah.
No. And I'm just saying that she can't hear the thing squeaking when she's driving because she's on the phone or what was the other thing you'd be doing? Just on the phone.
Talking. I'm not on the phone.
Or the music being up loud.
I don't turn my music up loud.
Loudly.
I don't.
Playing it loudly.
I don't do that.
Well, there's nothing in my body that's causing it to squeak and not
it's squeaking weird.
In your body.
And it's just an irritating.
And I don't know how to fix it.
I know, because I asked handsome husband Michael yesterday what we could do.
Yeah, and you know what? I think we've misjudged him all these years. He's not a fix-it person.
No.
He's not really what you would call mechanical either. He knows more than I do about stuff.
Yeah.
Way more.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make him a, you know, a handy
he can
mechanical
things,
person.
He does stuff around their house and
but not he doesn't work on cars.
No, but he knows
he
a lot
cars.
About
yeah,
vehicles,
he
so I thought
cars.
Maybe he'd know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway.
So I just won't drive anymore your car.
Okay.
Since I have this, you know, crazy.
Yeah.
Now, you know what it is? It's just any way possible to blame me for something.
Oh, bless.
That's all it is.
I don't think that's it.
That is all it is.
No.
It's tough. It's
you're tough. Right.
Mm-hmm. But we got to Lincolnton yesterday. It was raining and nasty and all. We were like, what is this going to be? But it was great. And the peoples of Lincolnton loved us. Oh, do they love us there?
They were very kind everywhere we went.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
And
I loved where we ate lunch. So good.
Yeah. It was called Court Street, what?
Grill, but you were like.
Cork Street Grill.
Yeah, he was calling
at first,
it
that's
Cork.
What I thought Jody was calling it, Cork Street Grill, because they had wine.
Court Street Grill. I didn't drink wine there, though.
I know, but the place had wine. Yeah, they'd sell wine.
Court Street Grill. It was so good.
Yeah,
but their menu was like an encyclopedia. I loved it.
Yeah, it was really. I had a stromboli. I had the small one.
Uh-huh.
Now, a lot of people will ask, what's the difference between a stromboli and a calzone? Well, let me tell you. a calzone doesn't have sauce in it most of the time. The traditional calzone just has ricotta cheese and meat, I think. But then the stromboli will have kind of like basically pizza toppings stuffed inside of this crust.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, mine had beef and mozzarella and sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a message from a little fella, Jody, that said, I made your stromboli?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after we had come and gone, of course, you know, people don't know while we're there
Mm-mm.
what we're doing or
Mm-mm.
anything.
Mm-mm.
So it's usually when we leave these businesses and the videos get posted and all of that, that people will tell them because they're busy working. They're not looking at social media. Somebody will come in and go, hey, TJ and Jody were just here on the Small Town Adventures or Small Town Adventures were just here. And they were like, they're usually like, what, when, what happened? And yeah, because we don't tell them ahead of time that we're coming.
Mm-mm.
Now, we would tell you ahead of time that we're coming if you wanted to buy an advertisement and say, hey, Small Town Adventures needs to come to my business, come to my mm-hmm. restaurant or whatnot.
And we'll tell all your business.
Oh, we'll tell people a week in advance that we're going to be at your business.
Yeah, we will.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But all of this is just like on the fly kind of things.
Yeah.
And you can always tell. If you watch Small Town Adventures, and it's nothing to watch. It's not like we're asking you to go out of your way or anything. You just
Mm-mm.
look at your phone. Who cares?
Hmm.
But you'll notice the difference when my little friend Jenny and her handsome husband Michael are with us. It's pretty much kind of the same theme of everything. It's this restaurant bar to this bar to this bar restaurant to that bar to that restaurant bar. You know, the whole thing. If it's just Jody and me, we got to go to coffee shops and boutiques and antique stores and gift shops.
Candy stores.
Candy stores. Yeah.
Bakeries. Fun things.
So, If you ever just pop on there and we're in a candy store, then you go, oh, well, little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael are not with him.
And I love today. A coffee shop.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I do.
So anyway, he said, I made your stromboli today. He put a comment on the thing.
Sweet. But I think his name, well, I'm not going to say it in case I mess it up. I know his first name was Michael.
Okay. So his name's Michael. Yeah. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah. Can I say what I had? And it was so good.
Of course.
So little friend Jenny.
Right after this break.
Jenny and
no,
I.
No, I'm kidding.
Split. It was a pizza on a tortilla. So it was real thin, and we got pepperoni and mushrooms. It was delicious.
Yeah, the portions at this place were huge.
Loved it.
Michael got a cheeseburger, mm-hmm. and it was about the size of a Frisbee, it looked like.
The bun looked so good.
But see, here's the thing. When Jody and I are as old as we are, we've got that age.
We're 92.
Yeah. And we usually, and a lot of times in a restaurant, we'll split whatever the entree mm-hmm, is, mm-hmm, the entry.
Mm-hmm.
But now Jenny has gotten to where she wants to split stuff with Jody. So then I'm stuck eating an entire stromboli, delicious stromboli that's the size of a beanbag chair.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like this for the rest of the day.
And into today.
Yeah, and I'm still struggling, but it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have other people on these small town adventures that will track us down. Like it's always so difficult because the posts usually don't go up until we've already.
We're almost finished.
Yeah. Or either I won't even send it to Riggins to post until we've gotten through with wherever mm-hmm. we are. And then because in a lot of these places, you know, they're small towns. So when you go into these older buildings and stuff, they don't have Wi-Fi for the customers, and I can't get a signal in there to send it up. So it's usually when I get back out onto the street,
mm-hmm.
then I can send the thing to Riggins to post.
Yeah.
But there was a mother and daughter yesterday that they were just a few steps behind us everywhere mm-hmm. we went. But then they caught up with us, and we went to another place, and they went with us to have a beer. Do you remember that place being called?
Some territory.
Oh yeah, Untapped Territory was the name of it. It was a little beer place.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris is the general manager there. The bartender's name was Bones.
Bones, mm-hmm. yeah.
And they were very nice.
So nice.
And when we got in there, it turned into seemed like TJ and Jody, Ace and TJ high school reunion. I mean, everybody in there was like, oh, hey, they were so welcoming.
Yeah, so nice.
Taking pictures all over the place and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But we did go, you know, Jody, we got to go yesterday to a couple of what we call Jody places.
Yes.
You know, that's not just regular sports bars and mm-hmm. stuff. We went to mm-hmm. one place that was a wine mm-hmm. place. And Jody mm-hmm. and handsome husband Michael shared a flight of mimosas.
That was so, I've never done that. That was really neat. And when he suggested it, I was like, okay. It was great because it was just in a little thing and we split it. But it was cranberry mimosa. Pineapple, orange, cranberry, grapefruit, pink grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That cranberry mimosa was so good. I loved it.
So you're going to do that from now on? Cranberry juice and champagne?
If we're somewhere where I... Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to make them during the day here? Like every morning?
Okay, no.
Get a cranberry?
No. No.
Mimosa?
But that place was so cute inside. And even the bathroom was cute in there.
Do you remember the name of it?
Yeah.
What?
City Cellar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Loved it.
And then didn't they send a message later about us being mm-hmm. in their place and all that?
Yeah.
I guess, but we could walk in and go, hey, we are TJ and Jody from TJ and Jody's House podcast. I'm TJ of Ace and TJ. We come in here and we do these things, and but we don't want to do that.
No.
But I kind of feel badly that if they, you know,
yes,
don't find out until we've gone, and then they may be like, oh, well, what did we do? Which ones were they? What did they, you know, whatever.
But again,
it's kind of, I don't want them to feel violated is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but we can set
no.
that up.
Can you imagine me walking in and going, guess who I am?
Ew.
I'm here.
I would not like that.
No, and I couldn't do that.
Yeah, so we went there, and then where else did we go after that? Is that when we went to Lincoln Social?
Mm-hmm. But we have to. We really do have to take a break.
Oh,
this time.
Sorry.
Yeah. But that just means that we can tease all the other great stories that are coming up. So more great stories coming up.
Stay tuned.
Yes. Mm.
TJ and Jody's house.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
TJ and Jody's house.
Okay, finish. Yeah. Why are you all up on me?
Just looking at things.
You're trying to look at my list of things that we talked about?
But I can't, if you're happy to know, I can't see it because I don't have on my glasses.
I don't care.
Nosy, it's my, it has to do with me. I can look at it.
What happened to?
It's my business.
What happened to? I like just being able to not have to worry about anything. You just do all the, talk whenever and all that.
Well, it's in my face.
Now
I'm looking at it.
You gotta be up in my business. Mm-hmm. Up in my business. Okay, so. What were you talking about? Oh, when we went to which place? The social?
Lincoln Social.
Lincoln Social.
And we met sweet little Chloe.
Right. So, Lincolnton, North Carolina was Small Town Adventures. And we really do take suggestions from people when we say, we're in Lincolnton. Mm-hmm. Somebody tell us where we need to go. And people start, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Go to this place. Go to that place. Go. And then some fella put on there, you never take our suggestions. His name's Josh. You never take our suggestions anyway, so you're on your own in Lincoln County.
He's been a funny kid.
Mm-hmm. But we were. We actually took everybody's
suggestions. We need those suggestions. Mm-hmm. And I usually fuss at you because I'll say, put the videos up. Like, I want him to do it quickly because I want suggestions.
Well, you're about to piss Riggins off.
It's not his fault. You don't get them done.
I just explained why I don't get them done so fast.
I'm saying the first
the first one. Yeah, yes. that is my
fault. It's not
fault.
Riggins' fault.
No, I know, but
it's your fault.
It sounded like you were blaming poor Riggins.
I'm not blaming you, Riggins. I love you.
But yeah, it was almost like an hour late yesterday before I put it up there.
And you kind of moody about it.
About what?
Like, I'll say, go ahead and put it up, and you'll say.
Oh, you say, go ahead.
It depends. I'll do it when I feel like I need to do it.
I got to be inspired.
Oh, my.
I'm a performer, Jody. I am a performer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just, make that happen.
Yeah, performance hard when you have to say, hey, this is where we are. Got any suggestions?
Okay, well, then you start doing it.
I absolutely will.
Which one of our videos yesterday got the most traction, the most response?
I don't know.
The very first one that I did.
Did it?
By myself,
well,
yes.
Toot, toot.
So what I'm saying is that it's not just say this and put it
up. Oh, I know you're fabulous. Believe you me, I know. If I don't know, you remind me.
But anyway, so everybody suggested going to this place called Lincoln Social. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of places called Social now. Something Social House.
And they're usually good.
Well,
everyone I've been in.
Some of them are game arcade type places.
I love that too.
Mm.
Yep.
I can take it or leave it, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we go in there, and here's what we did. we parked mm-hmm. way down where we were at this this other place, mm-hmm. and we walked about halfway to Lincoln Social, which were where we were going, and maybe even more than halfway. And all of a sudden, Jody and my little friend Jenny decided that we needed to go get the car so we would be parked closer to where we were going. So we had to turn around and walk all the way back from where we were.
You and Michael.
Get the car and take it down. So they had already gotten into the bar by the time we parked. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what happened when y'all
walked in.
So
then Chloe was the bartender, and she said, "What are y'all doing here?" And usually I when that question's asked, I just look to you and go, "What are we doing here?" And then, but I told her that you do a...
But she said, "What are y'all doing here?"
She was just saying like, "Hey, what bring?" Oh, no, she said, "Where are y'all from?"
Okay.
And
okay.
I said, "Mooresville." And then she said, "Oh, what are y'all doing here?" And I said, "Oh, my husband does a radio show and podcast." And she goes, "Wait, TJ?" And I said, "Yeah." And then she said her mom had told her that we were in town and doing a small town adventure and that we may come there.
Yeah.
And then that's how it all came about. And then we FaceTimed with her mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Her mom's name's Carla.
Yeah.
She was working.
Yeah. And you were talking ugly about me to her.
I was not.
Mm-hmm.
You stop. but Chloe is only 21.
I know.
Just that young little thing. And I felt so old sitting there.
Well, we
are. Yeah, because you know her mom is not as old as we are.
Probably not. Probably not. I wanted to stay and hear the live music, but we had to scooch on.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we went to... Oh, another Jody place.
I love that place.
Oh, I'm going back there and try some more food.
What's it called?
Local Roots and Provisions.
Local Roots
and Provisions. And we sat up at the bar there, met some more nice listeners as we were leaving, took a big group photo with them. They were so nice.
Yeah. And one of those ladies was a little handsy on me.
Really?
During the picture.
Good for her.
I think.
Uh-huh.
May have been one of the men's. I'm not sure. One of the husbands. I don't know.
Yeah. But we had a great time.
Yeah. It was really cool.
It was. And thank you to all the people that were so nice and the
listeners.
It's
a friendly town.
I mean, yeah. They were, it was fun.
They have a little town square, like a real
thing. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
And, you know, there's a thing coming up Thursday night. So I have this new podcast that I do called TJ's Podcast. And
Ace, not me on it.
Okay, we'll get to that. and it's not a political podcast either. Mm-hmm. That's called TJ's Political Show, and that's you subscribe to our Ace TJ Prime Plus to get that. But this is just fun, long form conversations and all. Ace has a new show that he's doing. But we still do the Ace and TJ show as normal. We're just, you know, trying to add more things to our platform. Mm-hmm. And there's a thing Thursday night at the Hyatt Centric in South Park, Charlotte. I call it, being silly, people who listen to my podcasts and stuff, I call them TJ Fanaticos, which is Spanish for fanatics. Technically, fanaticos is female fanatics, and fanaticos is male fanatics, but in the general term is fanaticos. And Adam has decided that is a hook that we need to have.
And who's Adam?
I'm getting to that. He's decided that we need a hook so that he, as our manager and agent, can get these promotions going. And so he is like, we're going to have a TJ Fanaticos, he calls it Fanatico Con or something, where we're going to have the Fanaticos come and have a cocktail party. And it's, I was like, okay. But the thing is that Adam, he has more confidence in that kind of stuff
than Ace and I do. Ace and I are not, I know, and I'm not a good self-promoter. That's why anything I do that's like that, I'll go over the top and make it seem, you know, it's like tongue-in-cheek arrogance. Mm-hmm. You know, like I go, hey, fanatic, all my fanaticos out there, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm worried nobody's going to come to this thing.
I know you keep saying that.
And, but Adam, you know, God bless him, he loves us and believes in us and all of that. And so mm-hmm. we're going to have a big Ace and TJ Fanatico event, and it'll just be you and me and Adam.
Well, that's better than nobody.
Yeah, well, no.
It'll be us.
No, I don't think it is.
I know, you're going to cry, aren't you? Mm,
no, I won't cry. I'll just be like, I mean, because I really don't expect, you know, anything like that. I'm not a, you know, I'm not an arrogant person. I'm not, not that it takes arrogance to be that way, but I'm just, you know, I think about why would they, you know?
Right.
But if you want to do that, you could, there's a survey you fill out that's on our website, acetj.com/fanaticos. Mm-hmm. And you can fill that survey out and become an official TJ Fanatico and get an invitation to this party. Hey. Although I'm inviting you now.
And I looked ahead at the weather for that day. It's going to be a beautiful, sunny spring day. And people like getting out when it's pretty like that.
Yeah.
And the times change, so it's going to be daylight longer.
Yeah, but we're going to be inside.
It doesn't matter. There's still beautiful windows to look out of.
Yeah. It's a nice place.
It is so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
What if I don't go? Yeah, then you have one fanatico.
Well, I was going to say that, that Jody has been blackballed from being on TJ's podcast. Hmm. She will never be a guest on the podcast.
Oh, no.
Ever.
Why?
Well, because I don't want to confuse that with this. I mean, this has this has its own thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to be on anything else. I'm good.
No, you don't.
Nope. Mm. I'm all good with that.
So... There's that. So if y'all want to come to that, it would be great. It would be awesome.
Come. I don't want to see him crying. Poor guy.
Jody did something with me Friday night. And I thought it was great. I loved it. Mm-hmm. There's this show that I watch, one of these crime documentary type shows. It's called Evil Lives Here. And there was an episode that I watched the other day that was heart-wrenching. And it was all about women things, you know. And I thought, well, you know, Jody likes those 2020 crime specials and Dateline and all that kind of stuff. That's what this is basically like. So I talked her into watching it Friday night with me. And I wasn't even going to tell her that the show's called Evil Lives Here because she'd be like, I don't want to, I'm not watching that.
I said, what is it called? And you said, I'm not telling you.
Right. So I was getting it ready and she's on the on the phone with our daughter. So I wanted to have it ready to go, but because it's, you know, it's on Max. So instead of having to look it up, you know, I was getting it ready to go. And right after the title of the show flashed off the screen, I hit pause. Well, I paused it on the screen with a big disclaimer on it that said, viewer discretion, this show contains stories of rape and child abuse. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I couldn't have stopped it in a worse place. It's like, what? I don't want to watch this.
Mm. And I said to Lainey, your dad's wanting me to watch some show and it's saying it contains rape and child abuse. That is not things I want to see.
But it didn't show that the rape and child abuse. It was just talking about it had happened in this case. And they were saying what had gone on.
Yeah. I know people love all that. And it's a huge thing. I've said before, I'm scared of things anyway. And weird things go through my mind. So then when I watch something like that, it just stresses me out even more.
Yeah. But You do watch 2020 and those types of things that
sometimes,
have crime stories
on. Sometimes,
not
all the time. Yeah. Sometimes. Usually if it's a story of like a couple, you know.
You were all into that one about the Murdaugh murders and stuff.
But that's a family. But like these shows where it's a young girl or somebody that's not related and bad things happen. I just, I don't want to see that. Yeah.
When it's just common folk, like unleashing on the public.
Yes.
Okay.
But if it's something that is involved like that, the murder thing, yes, I mm-hmm. love that. But that was all about their family and stuff. Like, yeah. they're not going to come after just anybody.
Okay.
It's not that I don't enjoy watching it. Like, I find it interesting, but it just stressed me out.
Yeah. It was sad, though.
It was sad.
I've watched that show for years, but this was a special show because they had these two women meet up at the end after this. One of them's husband committed a crime against the other one, and they were meeting up for the first time in 30 years. It was really heart-wrenching.
You tuned up.
Yeah, I was crying.
He tuned up.
So sad.
And then he goes, "You didn't even cry." I said, "Well, you were crying."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I care about people, especially women, Jody.
I do too.
You're a misogynist.
It makes me so stressed.
You're a misogynist.
I felt so, so sorry for both of them.
You're part of the patriarchy.
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be starting something.
Yeah. All right. Okay, that's all the Evil Lives Here talk. But ladies, if you want to watch this, called Evil Lives Here. It's about 15 seasons of it on Max. It's an A&E or an Investigation Discovery show. I think it's an ID show available for streaming on Max.
Have you watched all seasons?
A lot of them, yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. But that one, Jody, was more dramatic and heart-wrenching than most of them.
Oh, it was so sad.
Yeah, but they're all really good. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, we'll do the Dollar Tree treasures. What? What's wrong?
I mean, I don't have a big haul today.
Okay. Well, there you go. Way to hook them. Way to hook them. All right. So that's coming up next.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right. Hey. How you doing? Did you say it's really cold out?
Oh my gosh, yeah, and the wind is crazy.
Yeah, I heard the wind blowing up against the house.
Yeah, and it's gotten colder.
So are we not into full spring temperatures from here on now?
I don't think so. You know, everybody's rushing around getting ready for that, but mm-hmm. I mean, we've had snow before, a little snow shower or whatever in April, the 1st of April around here.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like snow at all. Okay, well.
And you don't like wind, so don't be going out there today.
I'm not.
It is bad.
As soon as we're through with this, I'm going to probably eat something and go to bed.
Okay.
But it's, what time is it?
1.
No, it's not. It's almost 3 o'clock. Sunday afternoon, almost 3 o'clock.
You better get to bed, buddy.
Oh, mm-hmm. It won't be long.
No, it won't. A couple hours.
It won't be long. Okay, so again, we're ready for the Dollar Tree treasures that Jody goes every week and finds.
Okay,
and
so,
I also want to make sure everybody knows that the Dollar Tree does not pay us to do this segment. So, you know, if you can find stuff at other dollar stores that aren't Dollar Tree, you can go find things, you know, comparable to these, then we have no beef with that.
Nope. And I'm going to probably start going to a few other little places to bring in some different treasures every week. Okay, so a couple of things that I don't need to show is that I got, if you want to get a lot of Easter candy, go there because there is tons. And my favorite thing are those sweet tart jelly beans. I bought those. They are delicious. Our son told me, though, that he had one yesterday, and it took him forever to chew it.
Yeah, because it came from the dollar store.
Well, it was delicious.
And it's supposed to be bubble gum.
Well, I saw the same ones at another establishment that wasn't that, and they were about $5 for a bag.
Hmm. And Jody eats candy like a little kid anyway. Her taste buds never matured into not liking, you know, sweet tarts and Spree and Skittles and Blow Pops and what are the Pixie Sticks and
I don't like Pixie Sticks.
Now and later.
Anyway.
Candy necklaces.
So that and the other thing I needed was, you know, those round flat batteries. We needed one of those for our scale in our bathroom. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of pricey if you go to, you know, regular retail stores. But I looked when I was in there and I got two in a pack for $1.25.
Yep. And it's already, it needs to be replaced.
No, it doesn't. Don't listen. Stop it. And then.
So is it a name brand battery? Like a Duracell or one of those?
I don't think so.
Okay. So you'll probably get about two ways out of that and then it'll go down.
Don't be negative about my finds.
I thought they were
treasures. The first thing I got was this cute little, it's a bud vase. But they, see how the glass is shimmery, but they have lavender, like a mint green, a yellow. And I just thought they were so cute. And I love to put fresh flowers out this time of the year. But you could put this anywhere.
A bud vase, huh?
Is that what it's like?
No, I'm just saying, is that what it's supposed to be? Or
you
is that
what
you're
going to
make out of it?
You can put whatever you want in it, but that's what I'm going to make out of it.
Because it looks like an old miniature milk bottle.
Yeah, well, it's cute.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's very cute.
Put it over. Stop. And then I got a little set about Easter decoration that I love. Look at this. It's wood.
Oh. I thought that lid was going to come off.
No, it doesn't have a lid. And a pretty green, but I paid a big $3 for that.
So it's wooden?
Yeah, it's wood. See? Isn't that cool?
Ooh, I bet we could.
No, we don't do that. It's a sit about.
Oh, is this what's been sitting on the mantle?
Yes.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. I mean, I've seen it on the mantle. That's what I'm saying. So. Yeah. Because I'm observant.
And then the other thing I got, so especially at Christmas time, and then we had somebody that we knew that we cooked for that wasn't feeling well, so I baked some homemade cookies, and I found these adorable boxes there. I'll show you them. And you open them up like this.
They're like bakery box things.
Yeah, and they have designs on them. And I put a little parchment paper down in there, which you can get there as well. And put the cookies in it. And then, and they come even with stickers to close it.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to mess it up.
Well, that's okay.
See, I don't like stickers on my cookies.
That. It's got the little window on it, too, where you can see like a bakery.
Yeah, you want me to do it?
Yeah. But I'll show you the other colors, and so you can get, you get two in a pack. So here's one, the blue, and there's the stickers. See?
Oh yeah.
And these are more rectangle. That one you have a square, and then here's a rectangle green. Isn't that cute?
I did it.
There you go. So these are awesome. I love them. Yeah. Here's what it is. Yep. And then
so
that's really all I got this week.
Handicrafty, so cute.
I did buy a big, huge envelope to ship some stuff to our daughter in there because you know those can be pricey too. Yeah. So there was things I didn't need to come. I didn't need to show you, but necessity type things that I needed.
And Jody and I are kind of a split marriage. She is an envelope person and I am an envelope person.
Envelope.
So Doesn't I mean, matter. It just goes to show you that diverse couples can make it.
Oh my gosh, are you judging me on that?
No, I'm honest. It's an either or thing.
Okay.
Both are accepted as being correct, and mm-hmm. you're one, and I'm the other. Like whammy lamma ding dong.
They have some. They have a lot of gardening stuff in the Dollar Tree right now, and I am probably going to take our next door neighbor, who is a plant fanatic, like. Fanatico. And she knows all about plants, and she buys stuff in there. So I'll have her go in there with me, and I'll bring some things and show you what she says to get.
But I thought she was a shut-in, like agoraphobic or something. I didn't think she
She'll
got
go to
out
the
of
the Dollar
house.
Tree. She walks with me, but she'll go to the Dollar Tree.
And she actually gets out of the house to walk with you. So I guess she's not agoraphobic. She's
no. not agoraphobic. She likes to be near the home, though. Or at home.
Wait.
Agoraphobics, don't they stay in?
Yeah.
They don't ever come out.
I was just trying to make sure I didn't get it confused with something else that's like a sexual deviance.
And just side note, I've been watching Love is Blind.
That's not on the list.
I don't care. I'm adding it. And every Wednesday they come out with the new episodes. This Wednesday is the reunion. Oh, I cannot wait. Cannot wait.
What, like they're taking that idea from Andy Cohen?
No, I think they've been doing that.
Oh, no, I'm just saying that that show isn't involved with him, but they use his
reunion. It's on Netflix, but oh my gosh, it's great. And then some sad news with one of my shows this week. You know, I watched Sister Wives. I've been watching that for many, many years. And sadly, one of their sons was 25 and he took his life. So that was a sad thing. But this week, happy news. Seven Little Johnston starts this week, and you love that one.
Yeah, I like that one. Okay.
It's a rundown of my shows.
Well, what is Veronica doing?
So her show ended, I think, The Single Life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, because every time I turn on, is it HBO Max? Which streaming service is it that every time I turn it on, a big picture of her pops up?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, it's one of the streaming services.
Yeah, big picture her.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Veronica.
So, glad you waited till the last segment, though, to throw that suicide story.
I just wanted everybody to be aware.
Yeah, go take on the day.
I ended it with Seven Little Johnstons and Veronica.
But people don't know what that show is.
What?
Seven Little Johnstons.
It's about a family of little people. A family of little... Why you don't...
Little people.
It's just all about their life little and what people. They do. Hush. Ugh.
And they're Southern.
Live in Georgia.
Which makes it makes it better.
Yep.
We like Southern people.
I love that show.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the daughters had a baby, so I'm sure it'll be on this season.
Okay, and then... one of Jody's best friends from back home in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
Just had, how many grandkids does she have now?
Four now.
Four? Okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't usually say grandbabies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
she got
either.
Four grandbabies.
Well, she had one. And then, and he is, I think, just turned two.
Yeah.
And then last month she had another one. And then... Friday, her daughter that had the one that's two had twin girls.
Yeah.
So she went quickly to four grandkids.
So do you,
I love
you
that.
Think
I'm
most
jealous.
You think most of our friends from back in Louisiana growing up are grandparents now?
Yeah. Your best friend Shannon is.
Yeah, I know.
Most people are, yeah.
What do his grandkids call him? You know, like Peepaw?
I know they call her Lolly.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I just can't imagine hearing somebody's voice calling me Peepaw or Papaw or anything like that right now. But it's because I'm so young, acting. I'm a younger mindset than like your old friend Debbie.
She is not. She's a young mindset. So is her husband. Stop it.
They are geezers, both of them.
Yes.
It's crazy.
They're not.
All right.
But that's fun for them.
Mm-hmm. So that's it for today. It's all you get. You know, I got to go to bed.
Gosh.
I got to go get me, me some heat.
Yeah. Papa's got to go
Hey,
bed.
A lot of young minds mindset people go to bed early.
Uh-huh. Yeah. At 3.
It's going to be way past that by the time I get through cleaning all this set. I got to get this set cleaned up. I got to do all kinds of things.
But seriously, come see poor Papa on Thursday if you're out and about. Bring your babies. Come see him.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got to go. Thank you so much for watching and listening. We appreciate it. Wait. Okay. I need to just go ahead and go.
My heart last week
so
wasn't
like,
good.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, 2 great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.